Ottawa, federal Liberals elected Mark Carney to lead their party into the next election in a resounding first ballot victory on Sunday. Carney captured 85.9% of the vote, beating former Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland, who came in a distant second despite precipitating the race when she resigned from cabinet. Liberal MP Karina Gould and former Liberal MP Frank Bayliss were also vying for the job. This brings an end to an unusually short, two-month-long leadership race called to replace outgoing leader Justin Trudeau and clears the path for an expected early election call. "I feel like everything in my life has helped prepare me for this moment," Carney said. "2 months ago, I put up my hand to run for leader because I felt we needed big changes guided by strong Canadian values." The candidates and evening speakers took on a patriotic tone as they took shots at President Donald Trump's tariffs and threats of annexing Canada. The strongest turned out to be former Prime Minister Jean Chrétien, who addressed Trump directly, "From one guy to another old guy. Stop this nonsense. My mother taught us good manners," he continued. "She would be ashamed of me if I treated anyone the way the president treated my prime minister and the president of Ukraine." Carney, who cast himself in the race as the best to handle the economy given his past experience as a central banker, arrived on the convention floor with his brother Brian Carney, his wife Diana, and other family members by his side, parting a sea of Liberal partisans as he made his way to the stage. He vowed to fight back against Trump's threats to make Canada the 51st state. "The stakes have never been higher," Carney said. "Our neighbors want to take us. No way." The crowd loudly booed Trump's threat. Former Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland had arrived holding hands with her husband Graham Boley with her family in tow to the song "Man Eater" by Nelly Furtado. She had branded herself as the best Trump fighter among the candidates. "There is a remarkable wave of patriotism across our country," Freeland said. "Canadians are ready to stand for Canada. Canadians are ready to fight for Canada. And I know all of us have one message for Donald Trump tonight. Canada will never be the 51st state." Montreal businessman Frank Bayliss was the first of the evening to take shots at Trump's economic threats against Canada. "We will not be intimidated by a tweet and we will not be broken by a tariff," he said. Karina Gould arrived waving and hugging supporters to loud applause and said in her remarks she's proud to be a Liberal, touting accomplishments such as the Charter of Rights, childcare, and other hallmark policies. The Conservatives branded Carney's win as a coronation. Leader Pierre Poilievre said at a rally in London, "Ont. That the Liberals are pulling a sneaky trick to try to secure a fourth term by swapping Trudeau with Carney, who has advised the Liberal Party on economics." Carney exchanged blows with Poilievre in his victory speech, getting a big reaction from the partisan crowd, calling his opponent a lifelong politician who worships at the altar of the free market, despite never having made a payroll. Liberal Party President Sachit Mehra said Carney won with 131,674 votes. Freeland netted 11,134, just 8% of the vote. Gould garnered 4,785, or 3.2%, while Bayliss came last at 4,038, or 3%. The party said 151,899 Liberals voted in the race. The party had announced in January that nearly 400,000 registered to vote. In his farewell speech, Trudeau said he is deeply proud of everything the party has done over the past decade and singled out two people to thank: Adam Scotti, his official photographer, and Katie Telford, his longtime close friend and chief of staff. Trudeau said Canadians have proven resilient as they face crisis after crisis, but they always emerge stronger. "Canadians are showing exactly what we are made of," he said. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 9, 2025. Kyle Duggan, The Canadian Press.